Sharon Jert and welcome to my Biz Blitz video. Today I wanted to ask you the question, are you really busy watching other people's lives? And what I find, I see it in social media, I see it in real life, that people get worried about other people's lives and they can tell you everything that's going on in other people's lives and businesses. And I've said for a very long time in business, yeah, know that you've got competitors out there, but the minute you focus on the competitors, you will not be focused on your business. And I used to love it, particularly when I was in real estate. My competitors were very focused on me. I loved every minute of it because I knew they weren't focused on their business and I was focused on where I was going, and they're jumping around hoo-haing about what I was doing. But you know, the growth of social media has made it very, very easy for us to, you know a lot about what's going on in other people's businesses. And I stay right out of that in social media. In fact, I don't do a lot of scrolling. I look for the notifications and go from there. So if you're there, you know, stalking people and looking them up and, oh, what are they up to, or got them coming in as your favorites, stop it, because you are losing direction on where you want to be. Because what happens in social media, the thing that happens is you see their best and compare it to your worst. So what does that mean? Like, you'll see photos of them at the Bahamas, you know, ski trips, spending time with their family while you're at home slogging it out, building a new, you know, online program, for instance, or a new event. You'll be going, oh, you know, look at them. They're living it up. And here I am at my worst. Yeah, well, don't compare yourself of your worst to their best, because we know on social media, people are only putting their best up, right? They don't put up a post going, oh, you know, I'm having it rough, you know, my life's out of control, I've got no money, you know, unless they're real whingers. But they'll just put up every time they have successes. And then we go, oh, hang on, our life should be that we're traveling around skiing, you know, every month of the year. It's not real. So stop looking at their best, because it's going to make you feel real bad. And then the next question I want to ask you is, how much time are you actually spending on that? Because not only that you're getting distracted, the amount of time. Look on your phone, get your notification on how much screen time you're using, and really check in with yourself and go, oh, how much time am I spending stalking these people who have no relevance in your business and life? Even if they are competitors, they have no relevance. And, you know, worrying about what they're doing, listening to what they're saying, and, you know, in sort of getting engulfed in their business and their life. And I go to you, well, how many hours a week is that you're doing that? Because I'm sure it's not minutes. It could be hours. How many, you know, if you spent that amount of hours in your business, you would build momentum and increase income massively. Even if it was only an extra hour a week, an extra 2 hours a week, it could mean the difference of getting a coaching client for 15, 20, 30 grand extra in your month. So stop doing that and start spending the time in your life, in your business. Know that you're moving forward, building momentum, increasing that income each month. Don't play around in social media. Don't stalk people. Don't compare yourself to their best. So there are some questions for you to consider today. Are you spending too much time in other people's lives? In social media, are you comparing their best to your worst? And really checking in about how much time you are spending. Because if you want to increase your business, grow your coaching business, you know, you're better off spending a few days going to an event. I run Grow Your Coaching Business event here on the Gold Coast for 3 days to show you the processes, the strategies that I use. Because people say to me, how do you get so much done in your day? Well, I share with the attendees at my event how I do that. And I tell you now, I do not waste any time spending my time in other people's lives. But I will share with you many, many, many strategies how you can build massive momentum very, very quickly. So I hope that you would come and join me at my event. The link will be around this video somewhere. So make sure that you take some action, come along and join me at my Grow Your Coaching Biz here on the Gold Coast. So I'm Sharon Judd. Thank you for listening and watching my video today. If you find this of value, please share it with your friends, your family and your colleagues, because I want to help as many people as I can, and I need your help to do that. Talk soon.